This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So we understand that New York Attorney General Letitia James is already starting to make preparations to seize President Trump's assets. And I would argue that this was the idea all along. It's just too obvious. If this was a movie, you'd be told, I'm sorry, that plot is just too easy to figure out. I mean, we're supposed to be entertaining people with movies. You're supposed to have them try to figure something out and see a twist. But there are no twists with this case in New York, my friends. The whole idea, this has nothing to do with fraud, nothing to do with anything like that. It's just to break Donald Trump. And by the way, they can do that because they're doing what? Altogether now, they're protecting democracy. Isn't that wonderful? All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday edition of the show, and we're heading into hour number two. I can't believe hour number one flew by the way that it did, but it sure did. And if you'd like to give us a call this morning, you can do that at 949-822-7959, that number again. 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. You can also head over to our home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. Click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, our home station, of course. Everybody listening on AM 930, 710, by the way, in Denver, KNUS. Welcome to listeners there. And welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network this morning. They distribute our program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and boy, I'll tell you, they work very hard for the show, and it is much appreciated. And by the way, just in the last segment there, we were talking about some of the weather happening for some of our friends there in Tampa, down towards Sarasota as well. And just got this message a little while ago. This is from Frederick, and Frederick's usually in NYC, but he's been visiting, of course, in the Tampa and St. Petersburg area here over the last few days, and sending us messages, and we sure appreciate it. And he says, good morning, Kyle. 70 degrees and rain in St. Pete. Well, I don't doubt it. Just saw the radar map, and it looks like a lot. He says, heading back to the Big Apple today. Thanks for the great perspective. Well, thank you, Frederick. We appreciate the message and your kind words. And, yeah, be careful. Safe travels going back. And, of course, in New York City, this is exactly what's happening in New York City. I think a lot of investors that don't have anything to do with politics, maybe they don't have a political bent in the grand sense, but they are going to be finding some way to divest themselves of New York. I think this is going to become a real trend. And because they know now, just as Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank fame, Mr. Wonderful, has been saying, you know, there's no more predictability to this. In terms of the legal system in the United States, specifically at this point in New York. And I think a lot of investors will simply just get out of Dodge as quickly as they possibly can. I don't blame them. And they'll go to places where they're going to be welcomed. They're going to go to places like South Dakota. They're going to go to places like Arkansas. They're going to go to other places around the country, in Florida, of course, where they're going to be welcomed. And they're not going to have this sword of Damocles holding over their head where, okay, at any moment, if you step out of line, I mean, can you imagine? I mean, you know, I'm just saying what could be, you know, it's like, okay, well, we want you to support this political thing we're doing. I'm the such and such a elected official and so forth. And they say, no, I don't want to do that. I don't agree with that. Oh, yeah? Well, you know, we could take a look at some of your real estate transactions and, you know, see if there's any, quote, fraud happening there with how you might have, quote, valued them in the past. And you saw what happened to Donald Trump, right? You got an extra $500 million lying around just so you can get to an appeal, which you'll never get to, by the way, because you won't have a $500 million in cash. And this goes to something we've been talking about ever since this whole thing came down, and that is there are ways for the court to have a bond to make sure that President Trump's not a flight risk. You know, of course, he's not going to be a flight risk. I mean, he's the most visible person on planet Earth, by the way. And I would think more so even than Joe Biden. I really do. But President Donald Trump certainly would not be able to blend in anywhere. And sort of, you know, where's Donald Trump? He's on the lam, and he's never coming back, and we don't know what happened to him. That would be impossible. So flight risk, no. But they could have worked out something. And by the way, don't you think, and this is where they go a bridge too far, my friends, don't you think that they would say, you know, we got to make this at least look like it's not a railroad job. I mean, already it's a railroad job, but we should just try to make it look like it's not. Well, but he could get to appeal. Yeah, well, you know, we'll fix that if we have to. But you know, but by making it such that he can't even get to an appeal, that, my friends, is really a telltale sign, and they can't change that now, can they? So from the chaos at the border that we were talking about in hour one to this, to so many of the other issues that are happening, the far left can't hide these things from the voters any longer. They just can't do it. And so watch for them to get more and more desperate. The name calling and the desperate acts like seizing Trump Tower and this kind of stuff. Because they think that that's rocket fuel for them. But it's not. It's not. It's gravity for them. It's really more rocket fuel for President Trump, because he will be able to parlay that and say again, look, even people that don't like me as a candidate, they don't want to vote for me, they don't even want me around, basically, but they still think that I'm being railroaded, and look at this travesty, and if it can happen to me, it can happen to you. So again, bridge too far, that's for sure. But unfortunately, folks, it is still a very, very tough, and yes, I'll use the word fight, it's a tough fight. And talking about words, we'll talk about those when we come back, because James Carville, he had a doozy of a word. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday edition. Finally Friday.
Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Two words, made in America.
All right, welcome back. Friday edition continues, everybody. And thanks to Mike in Clearwater, and thanks for your direct message. Yeah, we'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour. Mike has a great question about what we saw happen in New York, where people came in and just took over somebody's house. They claimed squatters' rights, and yeah, this is a major, major problem, and the law does afford all kinds of protections for those who are claiming to be squatters. It's out of control. It's completely backwards, isn't it? But folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to kylewarrenshow.com, and you can click on send Kyle a direct message, and we'll get that message anytime, day or night. You're welcome to go over there. And by the way, we've got some great new things there on the website as well. There you're going to find links to all of our great regular contributors, Denise Simon, Frank Salvato, also Patrick Hyland, Brandon Rhymes, and Chris Markowski. So you've got those handy right there if you ever want to visit their websites. And, of course, we encourage you to do so. So simply head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. We've also got, from the Wizards at GCN, we've got the live link that will play the program live whenever we're live. And as soon as we're not live, it'll go back to the previous program. You'll start hearing a repeat of that program. And so you can turn it on, leave it on if you want, if you're at work or if you're at home or if you're driving or whatever it is that you're doing. So it's really kind of cool. It's kind of a cool thing with that live link there. And so once again, folks, you can find out more about me, about the show. We got the social media thing happening and all that. And much more to come, by the way. Stay tuned. Listener Joan had a great question about the website and maybe some additions to it. And, yes, so as we said, sort of stay tuned. All right. We want to tell you, I think we got time to do both of these this hour. I want to tell you about what happened, of course, with this $1.2 trillion spending bill. But first, let's listen to what James Carville had to say. Because what did Donald Trump say the other day? Because he said if there was the influx of more cheap Chinese electric vehicles, it's going to be a bloodbath for the auto industry and a bloodbath. You know, there's going to be a bloodbath in the country. He was talking about economically, okay? Now, he wasn't saying, and there shall be a bloodbath through the streets. The streets will run red with... No. He wasn't talking about that. But, of course, it was all seized upon as being... This is such violent imagery. Donald Trump says, there will be a bloodbath. Don't you see? He's going to be a dictator, and there's going to be a bloodbath, right? Well, listen to James Carville. And then not just James Carville, but listen to Anderson Cooper, because this was on CNN. Listen to his reaction to James Carville. And nobody, that this isn't causing a firestorm of reaction with the usage of a particular term. Donald Trump said bloodbath, which obviously is a metaphor for, you know, again, he could have said everybody's going to lose their shirt, to which then the media would have said Donald Trump wants to provide everyone of their clothing. I mean, by extension, he wants to take away everybody's shirts. You know, this what an evil intent. You know, that this kind of thing. That's exactly what they'd say. But let's hear James Carville talking to Anderson Cooper over at CNN. I think we have that. There we go.
Listen, President Biden is not the best attack politician I've ever seen in my life, and I'll leave it at that. But there are a lot of people that to do what I call, quote, the wet work, unquote. And like a mob head.
Okay, there you go. Stop right there. Okay. Back that up a little bit. Because here comes James Carville. He says the word, right? The word is wet work. And then Anderson Cooper, maybe his mind was... Of course, as you may have already heard, the Federal Reserve holding rates steady. However, we keep hearing there could be three cuts happening in 2024, despite inflation still being high. And, of course, there are going to be rate cuts, one might think, even despite what's happening with inflation. Inflation's not going to enter into it, I'm pretty sure, because the rate cuts will have to occur because there's a very special phenomenon, a very special economic phenomenon that is happening right now. And that's called an election year. that's what I think it is. You know, I hate to say, but certainly, and there's a lot of people out there who are not going to move. I don't mean move their houses or move their homes, rather move out of their homes or sell their homes. They're not going to move on other kinds of economic things that they might want to do, including selling their house or buying a new one, until those interest rates themselves move. So we'll continue to watch that. We'll be asking Chris Markowski about this as well, at the tail end of hour number three, as we go through the morning here. But one of the things I've noticed is that in many ways the market did very well, evidently, on Wednesday. And I think that a lot of that has to do with the idea that nothing has changed, or it's not going to change for a while.
I don't have much of a sense that President Biden's articulated a potential second term plan or something like that. And it's just today or yesterday. That's your choice. Tomorrow is not part of this equation.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, so he doesn't think that Joe Biden has really articulated a, you know, some kind of agenda or campaign, attitude, basically. That, my friends, I actually find that kind of troubling, don't you? I mean, and especially if when he goes on to say, well, you know, it's, you know, do you want to go back to yesterday? It's not, and this campaign's not about the future. It's about if you want to go back 4 years ago. Well, guess what? A lot of people do want to go back 4 years ago. They really do. That's the whole point. You see, you're not able to simply use that question now the way that Ronald Reagan did. He can say, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? The Biden administration can't come in and say with any real integrity to say, no, you weren't better off 4 years ago. You're better off now with this massive inflation. You're better off now with this influx at the border that is untold. You're better off now with being on the brink of war in the Middle East. You're better off now with the world catching on fire. You're better off now with all these things that we see happening. That can't be right, my friends. That doesn't make any sense. But, of course, this is part of that desperation. And James Carville's a pro. Okay, we give him that. He is a pro. There's no doubt. And he's able to do these kinds of things and make it sound like it's a thing. But it's not a thing. I think they're foundering, and they know it. They know that they've got a bad candidate in Joe Biden. They're hiding behind some of these, numbers and so forth, which in the next segment we'll tell you about at least these job numbers that even Kamala Harris was just touting a couple of days ago. But that's not really even the case. But they think that they can make it look better than it is, but it's not. And, it's kind of, what was that product with the butter? They think it's butter, but it's not. Well, in this case, it's not as good as butter, right? That's the thing. All right, stay right there. Folks, we are coming right back. Bottom of the hour break is here. And when we come back, we've got a lot more to tell you about. We'll tell you about the spending bill and not butter. Stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
USA News Update. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Apple has monopolized the smartphone market. He announced in a briefing Thursday that the Justice Department, along with a coalition of state attorneys general and district attorneys, is suing Apple for allegedly breaching antitrust laws. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced that the U.S. has presented a draft resolution to the United Nations urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Blinken made the statement during meetings with leaders in the Middle East. Following those discussions in Egypt, he's scheduled to travel to Israel on Friday. According to a new report, about 47% of prisons across the United States are located downstream from water reservoirs that are potentially contaminated with carcinogenic forever chemicals. That is according to the report in the American Journal of Public Health. John Schaefer, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Talk to me. You never talk to me.
As we go through this Friday edition, of course, you're always welcome to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, of course. And you can send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running. From there, the telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. And I'll tell you this, you don't have to have credit card information handy. You don't need that at all. You can just call up. But once again, folks, welcome back to the program. This issue that's happened in New York here recently has kind of really caught the national news is a lady that was arrested. She's a property owner, a homeowner, and she was arrested for trying to kick out squatters. This from New York Post. And by the way, we got a great direct message from Mike in Clearwater this morning. And Mike in Clearwater says, Mayor of Clearwater here, of course, honorary mayor, as we love to call him. I guess in New York and California, there's no more property rights. Squatters can take over your house, and if you try to remove them, you go to jail for unlawful eviction. Our rights, our values, what the whole world used to love and admire about the USA. He says, I think those days are gone forever. What do you say, Kyle? Well, part of this problem, of course, is when you have a vacant property, number one, and you have somebody who obviously who comes into the property. Typically, it's a home or the condo or whatever, and they literally change the locks on the doors. They break in, but they change them. They might even turn on utilities. They might do all kinds of stuff, then they're there. And you hear the old expression, possession is nine-tenths of the law. Well, there are these rights that are, or these laws that are on the books that provide rights for people that are in, quote, possession, right, of the property. But one of the ways to try, and by the way, so if you go over there and you confront them and you try to kick them out and this kind of stuff, it is not going to end well, because eventually somebody's going to call the police. The best way to go about something like that, in my opinion, and in my experience in real estate, has been that you're going to take care of this, number one, administratively. At first sign of trouble, you've got to go to the authorities. You're going to have to work with your police or sheriff, and you might even have, want to get an attorney for something like that and start taking care of it by the numbers, only to try to avoid something where you might end up going to jail. It's a terrible, terrible thing, obviously. But that would be the way to go about it. And by the way, for example, if you were to have a home that you rent out, but you're not there, it's far away, have a property manager or have somebody, a real estate agent or somebody who goes by that property. They're trying to list it or they're trying to rent it, I should say, for you, and keep a watch on it. At the very first sign of trouble, that's what you want to start taking care of it. You don't want the 30 days to elapse to allow people to try to establish what they call squatter's rights. But these laws got on the books. Of course, a lot of times these were dealt, put there to try to deal with long-term tenants who were trying to be evicted and this kind of thing. So it's not a good thing. But here's where it all ties together, and I appreciate Mike's message very, very much. There is a movement out there. There's at least one TikToker who's got all kinds of almost 500,000 followers. And he's evidently some kind of influencer, and he tells people who come across the border illegally how to go and take over somebody's house and start living there and get, you know, have the squatter's rights and this kind of stuff. So, you know, when people talk about an invasion, I mean, doesn't that sound like the very definition of it? It's one thing to come into the country illegally, but it's something else to try to provide a how-to, a primer on how to actually take away somebody else's property. This is insane. This is getting to the point of actually being insane. But I appreciate the question very much, Mike in Clearwater. That's right. Sometimes, and that's why, again, you know, you've got to have the law on your side to do this. It can be done, but unfortunately, it's a long process. And somebody doesn't pay their rent, and they start staying there, and they stay there, and they stay there. And you can ask around. You'll find out anybody who's involved in the real estate business has been involved at some point in somebody who didn't pay their rent or broke their lease and stayed there, and it took an awful lot of money and time and effort to actually get them out. And that's the long and short of it. Okay, let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Tony in Tampa this morning. Good morning, Tony. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Kyle. Biden talking about you better off now than you were 4 years ago. Well, gas at the pump in Tampa is $3.35 a gallon. Diesel fuel is $4 a gallon. And you know what that does to prices at the supermarket and department stores.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd like to ask him that question directly. No, we're not better off than we were 4 years ago.
Well, we're certainly not better off. Things have spiraled. I can't imagine what they would look like not just 4 years from now, but another 6 months from now, right before the election. You know, they're going to try to pull out some things to make it look like they typically do, to try to make it look a teensy-weensy little bit better. But, you know, but overall, if they got free rein again for another term, forget about it.
But $3.35 a gallon. $3.35 a gallon at the pump. How are you going to justify that? How do you justify that, Biden? When Trump left, gas was like $1.95, $2 max. How do you justify that we're better off now than we were 4 years ago when you're paying that kind of money at the pump and the diesel fuel is $4 a gallon. That means prices at the supermarkets and department stores are jacked up. How do you justify that, Biden?
Good question. Excellent question. And they can't do it. You know, or they will tell you something about, well, we're going to get rid of these gas-powered cars because they're bad for the environment, you know, and so get used to it, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And they'll continue with this stuff about, well, but they're protecting democracy. You see, do you want democracy or do you want low gas prices? I mean, it's so silly. That's the kind of comparison they want to give.
Yeah, economics is the biggest deal. And that money at the pump, man, really eats into your paycheck. I live on a small fixed income. It eats into it. And it, of course, the prices at the department stores and supermarkets are jacked up because it costs more to get goods to market with the diesel fuel at $4 a gallon. So I don't know where, I don't know how he's going to stuff this off, man, with a straight face.
Yeah. Well, now, for example, do you get any kind of cost of living adjustments? And if you do, I'm sure it doesn't even come close to keeping up with what prices are actually doing.
No, it's not, Doug. It's not, Kyle. Mm-hmm. Listen, man, you have a good night. Thank you and take care.
Hey, take care, Tony. We appreciate it very, very much. All right. Good call from Tony. I appreciate it. And see, that's the thing. If you're on a fixed income and everything starts going up, now everybody's got to start making really hard choices about things. That's not fair. I mean, honestly, that is just not fair. And when you have inflation doing what it's doing, and it's actually more than you think. See, that's the other part of this. Inflation is actually greater than what I think some of these official numbers are saying, because in many ways they don't include certain key elements into that. And that's, you know, part and parcel of trying to make it look like, well, you know, it's better than it was. Inflation isn't rising as fast, or, you know, it's steadying for a little bit here and this kind of thing. But it never actually ever makes it better to say, or to, in terms of how it actually feels, how it affects you, how you see that money coming out of your wallet, as Tony's talking about, to get gas at the gas pump. You know, there's no amount of numbers that we could put up on a chalkboard or something, or on a tablet, and then show it to you at the gas pump and say, but these numbers are so good, and you've got to understand. And you say, no, because these dollars keep coming out of my wallet at such an alarming rate, and now I don't have enough dollars to go, once I put gas in the car, to go over to the grocery store and get the stuff that I need. It's just that simple. It is not something that you can explain away, you know, with a TV commercial or something like that. It's where real people live, and their real issues, the real problems that they have to deal with. While, you know, Hunter Biden makes, how much was it a month at Burisma? How many thousands upon thousands of dollars a month? See, that's a big gap, isn't it? Stay right there, folks. We are coming right back. We got another great song, and we got Denise Simon. Stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Where were you when I needed you?
I love this message that just came in. It's from Driver Ron. He says, I can't believe it's not butter. My mom used to use it all the time. LOL. Well, yeah, mine did too, Ron. And, I appreciate that very much. Yeah, it is really something, isn't it? But I appreciate Tony's call very much. You know what we're hearing too, and we hear this a lot, I think, is we hear the real passion that's out there, the real righteous indignation, right? It's not just being angry. It's not like, well, you know these people on the GOP or the right or the conservative, they're just angry. No. Actually, we're not just angry about anything, but there is such a thing, right, as righteous indignation, to see how, and just like in Mike's message earlier about the squatters' rights and everything, how indignant, you know, can you get when there's something like this happening? So that's why we have this righteous indignation. When something is so egregious that you have every single right to express your complete displeasure with it. That's not just being angry. It's actually taking a stand for something that is, and for a wrong to be righted. That's exactly what this is about. All right, so once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And we have another great song to tell you to play for you here this morning. And as we've been talking about in hour number one, we got Country Music Monday. We got Times 2 Tuesday. That's when you have the same artist, both hours, but different songs, maybe something off the beaten path. We have Rewind Wednesday, Throwback Thursday. And so for Fridays now, how about this? We, as I was saying in hour number one, Freedom Friday or Free Friday. In other words, we're free to play whatever we want. Anytime. We're just free to play whatever we want. And so first hour, we had Rock and Roll Never Forgets. And that was Bob Seger, of course, great classic from Bob Seger. This hour, we have the request that Driver Ron had last night. And, of course, Richard the Marine also had a request. So this one, though, I really like this. I love this song. I really do. And this is The American Breed. And it's a song goes back, I know, until the mid-60s, probably like 67-ish or somewhere in there. And it's a song called Bend Me, Shape Me. And if you haven't heard it before, but my guess is you have heard it, and you'll recognize it almost immediately. But here we go. Thanks to Driver Ron for a great suggestion on Freedom Friday, playing whatever we want. Bend Me, Shape Me. I love that the brass arrangement on that. It just got a cool sound. And that was something cool about the 60s as well, is that you could have this kind of tonality and this kind of arrangement, and it all worked. It was just very, very cool. And I really appreciate the suggestion on that, Driver Ron. Just a wonderful suggestion. And I'll tell you what, folks, one of the great things about this program is we do love to enjoy music throughout the show, whether it's coming back from break or going out to break or the specialty spotlights that we have. It's just a lot of fun, because one of the things about this program is, you know, we're going through the overnight hours in America. No matter what you're doing, if you're driving a big rig, if you are making deliveries, if you're with law enforcement, if you're a first responder, if you're working a shift, if you're up in the midnight hours with us, basically, whatever you're doing, as we talk about news and politics, the events of the day, we also love to have a lot of fun. And what I'm so excited about this program, what excites me so much about this program is, you know, we're really, you know, building up a community of listeners and contributors, and it just, it's really something for me. I couldn't be happier. And as I always say, you know, this is the best job in the world, and I do have you to thank for that. So I want to make sure that I say that at every turn that I can, because, and the stuff we're talking about, by the way, I don't think you're getting other places in the overnight hours across America. And so that's what we're doing. That's how we're building this program. And we're glad to have you along with us. And I'll tell you something else, somebody else that we're glad to have along with us, because at this time of the morning, we always bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
And happy Friday, by the way.
Happy Friday.
It's here. Well, Denise, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you were starting to say something there. I didn't want to walk all over you. Well, I'll tell you though. What do you think about this $1.2 trillion spending package? There's a lot of people not happy about this at all, right?
Where are these earmarks coming from? I mean, these lawmakers, they put in these earmarks, and they each know who put in what. And in spite of reading thousands of pages, I think they ought to have a number assigned to them so we know whose earmark it is.
Indeed. Yeah, because, I mean, if just for transparency, I mean, this would be important information for the voter.
Well, I mean, and some of these earmarks are outrageous. I mean, they do nothing to advance any issues that we're having, none, zero.
Right. And so
museums and stupid stuff.
Yeah. And so you get this massive bill that nobody really has time to go through, for one thing, as well. And it's another, we got to do it now kind of a thing. But where does this leave Mike Johnson? I mean, you know, we keep seeing that there's some trouble in paradise there, and he's seemingly getting a lot of pushback as well as the previous speaker.
Well, he's under such massive pressure from all sides, and he's never going to make everybody happy. It's just not going to happen. And you know, being the Speaker of the House doesn't mean that you manage one half of your own of the House or whatever portion of the House, because it's your party. You have to manage the other side too. And then you get pressure from the Senate, because whatever the House does, the Senate's got to put their signature and nod of approval on, good housekeeping seal. And so do we want to go through this again at this time of the election cycle to, you know, to remove him as speaker and go through that nonsense again? I mean,
right. Well, so. One of the things he mentioned the other day was that the one person rule of calling, basically calling a no confidence vote, for lack of a better term, or, you know, mm-hmm. to oust, that would have to go away, because that's too much of a thing hanging over your head at that point all the time.
Well, right. And so, he would satisfy really at least his own caucus if we could just do what we need to do with the border.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, stay right there, Denise. Coming up to the top of the hour, everybody. We're coming right back. Much more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number two now officially in the books. Stay right there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.